were in the middle of a discussion yesterday about Hazav Mehatamarim, the liquid which comes forth from dates, which we saw in the Mishnah Brura, that it's the not only in that situation do we say that the bracha is shahakol, but also other things which are similar to it, kigon yin tapuchim v'kahai gavna, which we translated as apple cider. Of course, it's not only limited to just those liquids, but also, as it's brought down in the Sefer Halachos of Brachos by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bandner, that the only valid bracha for juices, for all other juices, because before he was discussing prune juice, in which the bracha is also a shahakol, but when he brings down other examples, such as apple juice, quoting this Mishnah Brura that we just cited, then certainly the bracha is shahakol. And because of that, the various mepharshim say that if a person would make a ha'etz on a cup of apple juice, in that situation the bracha is not valid, and therefore a new bracha is required. A person would not, on even b'di'eved, fulfill saying a bracha on such a juice, if such as apple juice, if you would say a ha'etz, because a shahakol is required. Not only that, but also when it comes to vegetable juices. So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch that says, "D'almayim shenischatu mirakos." So you have liquid in which was produced by the squeezing of vegetables. "Am osim sheomdim lebishul ushalakos." It doesn't matter, even if the purpose of these vegetables is so that they should be cooked. Nonetheless, "im sochtan einu mavarech." Once a person squeezes these juices, that vegetable juice, the bracha will be a shahakol. And he gives, of course, there's numerous examples. The example he gives in this book is a carrot juice. Continuing in another idea in the Mishnah Brura, which we're going to be building on, when it comes to the eating of fruit, but more specifically to fruit soups. So the Mishnah Brura tells us that Ma'ari Shishosa Hamayim Bithni Atzma, if you drink the fruit, the liquid which comes forth from a fruit, with the exception of grapes and olives, other than that, the bracha is a shahakol. However, Avim Ochel HaPeros Atzman, let's say that you are eating the fruit, and you're also going to be drinking or having some of this liquid which comes forth from this fruit. Mistabra, it's illogical, says Mishnah Brura, the lokuli alma, that no one disagrees. The in sarach lavar chalehem, lo brach rishonavol achrona, denasa tafel aperi. You would only make the bracha on the fruit, and even if there would be some juice that would remain that you would be having as well, that certainly is only considered to be secondary, as it's no longer in the fruit. Of course, if it's in the fruit, it's part of the fruit. But once it's removed from the fruit, still a bracha is not recited, because that's considered to be tafel, or secondary to the fruit. So with that said, discussing just for a couple minutes, fruit soups. So he says as follows, for fruit soups containing solid pieces of fruit, one would make a bracha on the fruit, and therefore to exempt the liquid soup. So he gives an example of such soups which were made out of cherries, peaches, and plums. The bracha that would be recited in that situation is Brei Pri Eitz. However, he says if you wish to eat the liquid without the fruit, let's say you just somehow strain out those juices, and you're not going to eat the cherries and the peaches and the plums, then certainly, unquestionably, the bracha is shahakol. And he then gives the example, in the event that you have certain soups which have in it some fruits of the tree, which of course bracha would be ha'etz, and fruits of the ground, which is adama, the question is, do you make separate brachas? Do you say two? So he quotes various opinions saying that one should only make a bracha on the majority type. And therefore, once you make one bracha, depending on how much is in each fruit, of each one is represented, that would be enough, because the other one would only be considered tafel, secondary, and therefore not appropriate to make a bracha. So he says, to illustrate, if the soup contains a majority of fruits of the ground, such as pineapple and strawberry, then the bracha would be hadama. However, of course, if it would be more fruits, then of course in that situation the bracha would be ha'etz. So he concludes, he says, in either case, the liquid which is eaten together with the fruit is exempted by the bracha made on the fruit. Of course, this is something in which one has to delve perhaps even more into, as you may see, people will remove the fruit and make the bracha on it, or maybe they will remove the liquid and make a bracha on it. So certainly, as we're saying, if you would only have the liquid of that fruit soup, then you would make a shakol. If you would eat the solid, you would make the ha'etz or the hadama. And therefore, it stands to reason, if you would remove that liquid, and therefore it's, let's say, on a ladle, it's a spoon by itself, so now as you're eating that liquid by itself, then the shahakol is recited. Again, it's questionable among the various achronim whether or not it's necessary to do such a thing, and in fact possible that one may not need to do that. It would be a question, not necessarily of a bracha batala, but the question is whether or not you would just already just be able to eat it as a soup and not have to recite except for one bracha.